welcome to the visitors this morning. Also, thank you for the prayers and attempts to evaluate the spirit for guidance. Grateful for the word. It's something that's been trying to speak to me like a bit ever since the Sunday school lesson.
Stop. And
Say, ma'am. Broke your car and just the way it is stand up here all night. Do you realize how fast you were going through the speed limit? The radar said you were going 67.
I don't think I saw you text.
No, I didn't. I didn't see you text. study on also guess that the electoral meeting with his policy of grace. I signed up for 12 inches of magazine. I may receive a few extra copies even after my subscription has expired. Have you experienced that? That you continue to get some magazine or publication even after your subscription has expired? And they are called actually grace issues. Grace issues. And sometimes you wonder, did somebody pay you for that? Can you send in your magazines? Free of charge, gratis. You can tempt me to resubscribe. They want you to continue on with your magazine. Credit card, rental car, agent, blocked by the extended customers. Undeserved grace period. Does that mean you have to get that break? Or if you were a little bit late on a payment, what is some kind of you do? You plead your case. You call a credit card company. Sorry, I missed my date. And actually, you're asking for a grace period. So, I think we've all experienced that grace period. And what does that mean? That means that they've kind of given you a break, given you God has given you a break, and it's set free in that special way. But how often do we go to God and plead for his grace? We just go on all about our daily life and daily life. And we don't plead and ask. His grace is available. He's like his love. I asked you there's times drunk and I said, do you almost feel God's love? In the first generation. You can raise your hand every moment that day you feel God's love. See what? You feel God's love. That doesn't change his love for you. Sir. And I think that's the way grace is.
Church is a place you go after you've cleaned up your act, not before.
scripture say that for us if we believe the Lord, they think of morality, not grace. This is related to a prostitute he dealt with. Church, said the prostitute. Why should I ever go there? I was already feeling terrible about myself. They just make me feel worse. I think of that as the person we relate to, but outside of these walls and so forth, on the street, and are thinking of their lives. You can ask them, what do you think about the church? What do you think? But here she comes through, and she said, it makes me feel worse. So, I would challenge you as a congregation. You know, we're living in a world out here. A world without us. We're living in a world without us. Another quote. Look here. What's so amazing about grace? Grace is Christianity's best gift to the world. A spiritual love in our midst, converting a more strong than vengeance, stronger than racism, stronger than hate. Sadly, to a world desperate for His grace, the church sometimes has one more form of hunger. Too often we more resemble the grim folks in Galilee, the world nation, or the story related to the Pax Peace, as he mentioned earlier in the book. And open that up. And if we do with all the do's and don'ts, did you know that there was a time that in some churches, they even almost condemnation of people who went to see the and it goes on regardless of details of other things that we deal with, and so forth. And he says, and I thought this was very, very interesting, because he brought our denomination in on this. For the life of me, I could not figure out much difference. Dispensation of law and grace. I've been to several churches that have convinced me that this ladder-like approach to spiritual knowledge is nearly universal. Catholics, Mennonites, Church of Christ, Lutherans, and Southern Baptists all have their own custom agenda of legalism. The churches was up to God's approval by following the prescribed pattern. And then I'd like to read a little bit about Tucker, your man of deep personal faith, in his book, Gap and Grace. He admits, I cannot stand this very serious problem of guilt with you without raising the very obvious or tragic fact that religion, I own as well as that of all believers, can crush you instead of liberate. Foreigner tells a patient company of a man harboring guilt over an old sin, a woman who cannot put it out of her mind of abortion that took place 2 years before. When the patient truly seeks this point of grace, yet in some churches they encounter shame, the threat of punishment, and a their sense of judgment. In short, when they look in the church of grace, they often verse 6, just verse 6. Chapter 6. Yeah. Chapter 6.
Thank you.
I would like to close with a story. The story is taken out of our son's book. Solely under the discretion of God, grace is extended to all people to accept or reject. If we really understand how lost we can be without God, and how lost without the grace of God, or be dug in our grief. A few years ago, I had the privilege of joining the local ministry to visit a woman's prison in our state. Leaders had instructed us to wear the appropriate attire with proper identification and leave valuables at home. It was one of the first time a visitor asked me any questions about fellow family members in the crowd. A sudden sinking feeling came over me as I gazed at the crossbar perimeter of the prison parking lot. We exited the van and started to track up the hill to the gate. Our lighthearted chatter quieted and we placed a prayer for participation. Following our leader, he took a walk to the metal detector and showed our identification and put out other belongings as well. Evening I attended at the graduation service. The graduates had completed a discipleship program through the ministry. During the ceremony, there was a cheerful testimony. Thieves, murderers, prostitutes, drug dealers, substance abuse, and a variety of other events. The stories were heartbreaking. These women, despite past full of failures and disappointment, have given their lives to Christ in the making of the world. The audience consisted of family members, ministry participants, every eye was saturated with tears. As I listened to each story, I thought of my Lord. Though my testimony did not include prison, my sin was just as filthy in that. At that moment, I was stunningly aware of the power of grace of God. I remember my own former life and how hopelessly lost I was in that place. As I thought about how helpless I had been to save myself, I was suddenly overwhelmed with thankfulness. The same Jesus gave us his life for the apostles, the early church and the readers, the original prison, the elders today. The blood he shed 2,000 years ago still washes away sins today. His grace has extended throughout the centuries and has not failed in his effect. The women, many of them may not be released from their physical prison experience. The freedom they have found in the grace of God. According to Romans 3:24, we have been justified by His grace and you look at one of those lessons back from the according to Romans 3:24, we have been justified in Christ's grace, and that watch is precious for women. Graduate from the discipleship program. I rejoice with them for their help. But as I listen to them give glory to God, I join with them in gratefulness for his unwavering grace. Let's consider our lives as Christians. It is this grace that allows us to live and move and have our faith. His grace, this grace, that allows us to live and move and have our faith. Isn't it good news? It is the grace that holds us fabric of the universe together. Thank God for his grace. Each and every moment of your life. Thank God. If you're able, I'm going to stand for the prayer. And after that, I'm going to ask Larry Dillard, remain standing and come forward and lead us. Will you stand?